U.S. officials are preparing for a possible military strike against Afghanistan, but that might not be until the end of the conflict. But that might not be the end of the conflict. Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld warned that this year, as the administration calls it, could last years. Rumsfeld told Fox News that the hunt for terrorists would not stop with Osama bin Laden.
The Al-Qaeda organization, however, is a large, multi-headed effort that probably spans 60 countries, including the United States, and it is much bigger than one person.
NPR Steve Inskeep has been following military developments today. Steve, how sure are U.S. authorities that they have the right person?
Well, Vice President Cheney, Lisa, today made the strongest statement yet from the United States of accusing Osama bin Laden of involvement. He said on NBC that in his mind there was no doubt that bin Laden and his organization played a significant role in this attack, bin Laden and perhaps other organizations. What we have not seen yet is the hard evidence of that. We know that U.S. intelligence claims to have some intercepted phone conversations and other information, but U.S. authorities know that they still have the burden of making a case to the world, as Secretary of State Colin Powell's made it clear, to provide strong evidence that they do indeed have the culprit here.
Now, how long? Any indication about how long it might take?
Well, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said that this conflict could take years. And you did hear him talk just a moment ago about saying that Osama bin Laden and his organization, Al-Qaeda, has been connected to different terrorist organizations and operations in as many as 60 countries. Now, that's a high number. I've heard other experts give a considerably lower one. But still, you could look at a list of countries such as Algeria, Bosnia, Chechnya, Eritrea, Kosovo, Pakistan, Somalia, Tajikistan, Yemen, and apparently also, perhaps also, the United States. These are all countries in which Al-Qaeda or some affiliated organizations have been detected. And so you have an exceedingly broad network that's going to be very difficult to root out. And Rumsfeld is saying it's going to take a long time.
Secretary Rumsfeld is also telling reporters not to expect, as he put it, just a few cruise missile strikes that look good on television.
Yeah, he said that this war will be waged in part by unconventional means. You are talking about striking an enemy that has no army, that has no navy, that doesn't have any large buildings, say. They have no what are described as high-value targets that you would consider it to be worth the risk of losing a bunch of pilots or of dropping a bunch of bombs, spending a lot of effort trying to destroy them. They just don't have those kind of targets to strike, and so you have to look for other means to destroy them, either by covert activity, by using commandos, by going after their finances, by going after the governments that support them. In that last instance, Rumsfeld says you could see some conventional warfare, in a reference clearly that seems to be aimed at a country like Afghanistan, saying that if there are countries that harbor terrorists that do have an army and navy or other targets, the United States is ready to go after them.
Secretary of State Colin Powell said today that the U.S. would review its anti-terrorism laws and regulations, and that included reviewing the prohibition on assassinating foreign leaders. Why is he reconsidering that policy?
That's an interesting question. Since 1976, due to an executive order by President Gerald Ford, the United States has prohibited its intelligence agencies and others from going after foreign leaders. Now the United States is reconsidering that, but it is not entirely clear how much difference it might make. The U.S. clearly is willing to go after bin Laden if they can find where he is. They've attempted to put cruise missiles on him before, but the challenge is locating bin Laden, and even if he is dead, experts are pointing out, the rest of his organization would remain.
Okay, NPR Steve Inskeep. Thank you, Steve.